you're right that quite a lot of impetus has been lost. Where we are still considerably more radical than I think the other parties is in terms of what we say about public ownership. We're never in favour of nationalisation for the sake of it, but we've always taken the view that now that the taxpayer is heavily involved in banking, the big banks which have been semi-nationalised or nationalised need to be run in the public interest, that lending needs to be directed to maintain a flow of capital to solvent companies. We think we've got a plan for them to be there for probably a decade, and we're strongly opposed to a premature sell-off. We're strongly opposed to ideas like the asset protection scheme, which are a way of avoiding public ownership and involve loading contingent risk onto the taxpayer. And we envisage a continued role for the state in banking, not necessarily on a big scale, but there are areas like the millions of people who are marginalised, who can't get access to banking services. And we support the idea of the post bank, for example, working through the post office network of freestanding publicly owned institutions. So we're much more committed to a new model than I think those people in the city who want to return to the status quo ante.
If we take your word that you're on the more radical edge of this argument, let's just turn our attention back to Labour and Tories. I mean, they seem to have been much more cooperative when listening to the city. And if you look across the two white papers, there isn't that much that will scare the horses in there. There isn't that much that will surprise people in the city.
I mean, what we said or what the Tories have said?
What the Tories and Labour have said.
I think you're right. I think I discovered today quite a lot of hostility to what the Tories are doing. Not so much on the grounds that it's radical, because it isn't, but because of all this shifting of the institutional furniture around the FSA, because that's going to create a big hiatus, a lot of uncertainty. Nobody's sure who's regulating whom. A lot of people not sure what job they're going to be doing in 18 months' time. It's exactly the time when we need stronger and more sophisticated forms of regulation. A great cloud of uncertainty is now being thrown over the regulatory framework while these quangos battle it out, and the Tories plan a major institutional upheaval. So people are cross with them, but not because they're being radical.
And finally, Vince, if we look back on this period, the credit crisis will be one of the kind of two defining events of the decade. It was a golden opportunity to reform finance, think differently about the way we structured the economy. What happens to all the opportunities it offered to us? Is this our best shot?
Well, you're quite right that there has been some slippage in terms of the kind of radical restructuring that many of us thought was going to be possible. And this isn't just true here, it's in the United States. The Obama administration has not wanted to confront Wall Street over some of the key regulatory issues in the same way that our own government hasn't. What I think might happen to change this is that there is a kind of widespread assumption based on some very fragmentary data that all this crisis is now past, that we're now moving into smoother waters to a period of stability and a new period of growth. I suspect that isn't going to happen. There are all kind of constraints on economic growth in the UK. We could well get into a double, triple dip recession. The whole idea that this is now just going to go away and we're just going to get back to a period of boom as in the mid-1990s, I think that's just illusion.